don't have love as your right. So the form may not change, but you can tell when you flip into your ego, because the content coming through the form will be turmoil. Does that make sense? Makes total sense. I see people do it all the time. I've done it. You know, they practice prosperity principles and get in touch with the universal mind and how they should be in touch with spirit and God is the abundance of the universe. Get a little money coming in and go crazy. Don't have time to study no more. Don't have time for class no more. Don't have time to meditate no more, because they lost off in the effect. And then they killed off the very energy that created it to begin with. The ego takes over, and now that thing is a source of fear when it used to be a source of love for you. The only reason why that happened was that you stopped wanting it to be used for your enlightenment and your spiritual growth.
And every apparent delay or turmoil was for your spiritual growth. Otherwise, it couldn't possibly have come to you.
In the beginning, it came to you because you were not practicing the truth. The thing that caused you pain and turmoil did not come to you to give you spiritual growth. The thing that caused you pain and turmoil came to you because you stopped practicing the truth. The once that you create that turmoil, then the turmoil can be used for your spiritual growth. This is the way that my understanding of the Course puts it. It's never necessary for you to have pain in order to grow. You got to get rid of that thought. You got to let that go. You got to let that go. Because every time you tell yourself you got to have these obstacles to grow, and you know you want to grow, then you're asking for obstacles. So it'd be better to go, I want to learn the lessons joyously and easily. And if by some error, which I tend to make, I might create some turmoil out of this. I might create a sickness, I might create an accident, I might create some lack, something might be happening I don't like, and I want this to become a lesson in love and truth that God would have me learn. See, once you put yourself in the situation that causes you pain, don't say it came because God sent that situation to you for you to grow. You did that to yourself by not practicing truth principles. That's just what speaks straight up. You didn't have to go through that pain. I could have become the age I am now without having to be hit by a car, break my leg, break my arm, have a concussion, and say, well, that was necessary for you to get to be the age you are now. Obviously, that's not true. Had I not injured myself, I would have grown anyway. And that's what the Course is saying to me. You don't have to suffer in order to realize your happiness, but suffering is what you do when you won't take the covers off, when you won't own what's going on, when you really won't look at stuff honestly, when you won't be quiet in the midst of turmoil. Now you're going through this stuff. But love belongs to you in spite of your dreams, so even though you might be hurting yourself, help is here. All you have to do in order to avail yourself of the help is admit you don't know everything. That you don't understand this and what this perception means, so that it can open you up to receiving the answer and accepting the answer, which is rooted in the idea that you are lovable. It's not hard to love you. So take a breath. We're going to bring the plane on in for landing now. And please stay seated until we come to a complete stop. So we're gonna take 2 minutes. Those who want to, some might want to listen, some might want to speak. Whichever one is okay. And we're gonna go out with our chant. Help is here. 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 Yes. Help is here, and I claim it now. 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 Help is here, and saying, I claim it now. So if something comes up, what you could do is you're about to get upset within yourself, to be quiet, you could go to yourself, help is here. In your mat, help is here. I'm doing that to get upset. Take a breath. That's the best way in the world to deal with it. That's the best way in the world to deal with it, is to take a breath first. Especially when you're getting mad.
Oh, yeah.
So you go what? And then silently you say to yourself, hell is here. And you may be angry. You may go, hell is here. You don't have to like say it all lovey dovey. If you're all upset, hell is here. Help is here. And you look at them straight in the eye. You go, you called for help. I see y'all next time. I appreciate it. Y'all so cool. Thanks for sharing, everybody, to share. And don't forget to sign the book to let me know what you want to do in the seminar or pay for it. Get a copy of that CD.